Welcome to the Ford Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of March, recording at 8:36 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here on, yes, another very, very interesting day. Asian stock markets were quite strong. One of the best gains, the Hang Seng Index, up 4.78%. The European markets had a more subdued beginning. I should add that, if you haven't already heard it, that one of the alleged catalysts, so I'm sure this is true, was the Geithner package on bad debt, buying bad debt from the U.S. banks. And the European markets, though, is to say, started a bit mixed, but then picked up strength as the U.S. stock market rallied, and Wall Street really went haywire late in the trading. And more on this in a minute, but the S&P, for instance, closed up over 7%. That's up 54 points to 822.92, so nearly 823 points. And elsewhere, the U.S. dollar weakened here today, not against everything, but the dollar index is down to 83.42. The yen was even weaker. The Antipodean currencies were very strong. Precious metals weakened late in the day. Gold and silver. Platinum and palladium were higher, although off their highs. Copper was strong, that's what I meant to say. And crude oil, which has been steady recently, firm, more than steady, closed up again, 53.85. And natural gas up, looks like 10 cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, we continue to see an improvement in the overall tone. And roughly, you could divide global stock market indices into three categories. The two largest categories were the stock market indices that first broke downwards earlier this month and reached new bear market lows. Now, since the rally started, many of those have pushed back up into the previous trading ranges, and others have certainly approached the underside of those trading ranges. And another category of stock market index fell down to its November or October lows, whichever was lower, and some of them found support just above those levels, and others support just below them, but they have rallied well back into the previous trading ranges. So one group, the first group, is rallied back to the overhead trading ranges, the underside of the overhead trading ranges. The other group rallied from the lower side of its trading ranges, well back into the upper middle section. And the third group, which is the smallest group, are the stock market indices that have been strong all along, and they've been led by, among the bigger markets, by China and Brazil. Now, the interesting thing, we need to take the weaker sector, I think, really, because to consider that, although it's certainly obviously not leading, but it does include the United States. And the Wall Street leash effect remains very powerful. So what happened today? Well, I think the S&P, one of the reasons why Wall Street was so strong is that we had seen the S&P back off from that 800 level, which it touched last Wednesday, backed off on Thursday and Friday, and then blasted up through it in here today. Now, around that 800 level, a lot of people had been pointing to it. It was an obvious level on the charts. And those who were saying, no, this is only a bear market rally, and it's going to head right back down after a return to the initial resistance, those who were tempted to short at that level are being squeezed, and a number of people who were sort of on the sidelines and waiting to see what happened. On my hunch is that on seeing the break above 800 in the S&P, that this rally could well gather traction, because I think it'll force another round of short covering, and I think it'll bring in another tranche of those investors who are on the sidelines. How to play all this? Well, on the long side, I would say still. I have some stock market futures trading longs that I'd added to my overall portfolio. And among indices, I have my I went for some of the most oversold when I picked them up earlier this month, and I've still got the CAC and the DAX and also the Stocks 50 index. My position in stock market trading that is costing me money at the moment is the ArcelorMittal, where I did the baby steps buying operation, started it too soon and didn't carry on right through to the bitter end. But that had a good day today, and it looks like it's a downside failure. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if that doesn't rally back quite sharply in here overall. But that's the that based on the performance, relative performance, has to be the riskiest of my trades at the moment. Elsewhere, long dated government bond prices were a little bit easier. It really does take all the talk of quantitative easing to keep those long-dated government bond futures firm. My own view is that this is last chance to get out for investors who have positions in that market. The best I can see them having is medium-term, a medium-term window in which to get out. That's the best case that I can envisage for them. I think yields will be considerably higher in 3 or 4 years' time, and they'll start moving higher sooner than that as the global economy recovers. Now, going back to stock markets for a moment, the timing of that global economic recovery is certainly going to be important. We would expect stock markets to anticipate it. I have often mentioned that the building blocks for a recovery were in place, low interest rates being one obvious example, much improved valuations overall, massive money printing, massive fiscal stimuluses, low inflation. Those are all among the building blocks of an economic recovery, which would be led by the stock market recovery. China today breaking above its still declining 200-day moving average. But as China rises, it will turn that moving average around. And that will be a lead for most other stock market indices around the world. Asian emerging markets and resources stock markets are leading the way. Precious metals caught a little bit of selling pressure in here today due to the strength of the stock market, and so a few more of those people who'd bought on fear and were hoping that the market stock markets would back away from those resistance levels rather than rally into them as we saw today may well have been selling a little bit. I nibbled a little more gold here this evening after I'd posted the comment of the day, so I haven't reported that yet. And I think that the people who bought as purely as a safe haven may well pare those positions down. That the weak dollar buyers will be returning, but these markets bounce around, as you know, and I maintain that the precious metals are best purchased on easing, and that's what I did today. What else? Currencies. One of the really unheralded bullish stories for stock markets here, which Owen and I have commented on pretty much daily, but I don't see it anywhere else, or not often, and that is that we have long maintained that when the yen and the dollar peaked and weakened, that we would see that coinciding with the stock market rally. And the reason for that is really quite simple. The yen and the dollar were the carry trades of choice. And when they next clearly weakened, that would be signaling that most of the leveraged carry trades that were going to be unwound had been unwound. And that's very much the case, with the yen leading the way down, because Japan really did give it a major nudge last month. So I'm very happy to remain short of the yen. I'm a little bit unhappy to not have any of my dollar shorts at this stage, but it got a little overextended in the short term, and there'll be plenty more opportunities. But I like the Antipodean currencies. I'm also friendly towards the euro, because as an alternative reserve currency, that's the only choice. And the Antipodean currencies have the commodity markets behind them. We had some good gains in the commodity markets here today, and I think a weaker dollar can only, and recovering stock market can only help to push some of those commodities a bit higher. Copper, not least among them. So, an exciting day and a profitable day, I trust, for you, as well as myself. And meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.